Daily Manna from the Torah by Ketriel Blad. Shalom Chavarim, this is Parasha Miketz, the 10th week and the first Aliyah. And here it goes. So in the morning, his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. Pharaoh told him his dreams, but there was none who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Genesis 41 Verse 8. How could Pharaoh know which was the right interpretation? The Eternal speaks to the spirit of man. When we are awake, the soul is very active, receiving all the information that comes through the five senses of the body. However, men were created also with another five spiritual senses to perceive things from the invisible world, just as the corporal senses perceive things from the visible world. However, after the introduction of sin and death in human beings, his perception of messages and hints from the Spirit has diminished considerably. Men have trouble receiving things from the spiritual world. Usually, the soul is busy with the material world's dealings. Now, the spiritual world transmits messages all the time, and that one with a sensitive spirit will be able to notice them and receive them into his or her soul. This can be compared to transmissions of messages by radio frequency waves in the atmosphere. If we could hear everything that is transmitted at the same time, it would be a chaos of voices, instruments, songs, and other sounds in every language of the world. There are messages in the air all the time. However, sounds can only be perceived with a radio receptor. A well-tuned radio can receive many of the messages that are in the air. The same happens with man. When we are awake, our minds are tuned to receive information from the invisible world. But when we sleep, our soul doesn't receive that much information because the five corporal senses are much less active. This way, the soul is a bit free to listen to spiritual messages. That's why the Eternal, many times, sends his messages at night, because it's when men are usually more sensitive to them. Most of our dreams are the result of the brain's work of going through the information, impacts, and emotional impressions that we've got during our time awake. Sleep is necessary for the brain to have time to organize and treat all the information properly. If someone doesn't sleep for a long time, he goes crazy and eventually dies. Egyptians considered dreams very important and emphasized their interpretation. When Pharaoh had these two dreams, he understood that they weren't normal. He felt a very strong inner impact and he strove to find out what they meant. When his magicians and wise men gave their interpretations, he wasn't satisfied with them. It is written that they couldn't interpret the dreams to Pharaoh. This means that they indeed gave their interpretation to Pharaoh, but none could satisfy him. Why? Because the Eternal sends a codified message in the fantasy world of dreams. There is a spirit behind it. If one tries to interpret that dream, he needs to connect with that spirit so that the heart of the one who dreamt it feels a connection between the dream and the interpretation. Besides, the details of the dream have to coincide in an obvious way with interpretation. That's why the Pharaoh wasn't satisfied with any of the other interpretations from his wise men, because they took them from their hearts and not from the spirit of the one who had sent them. Don't think that all your dreams or all those that have an impact on you come from heaven. Nonetheless, there are many dreams that are indeed messages from the Eternal. I personally use three rules to know if a dream comes from the Eternal or if it is a result of a fantasy of mine. Firstly, it has to remain. It is written that the word of the Eternal remains forever. This means that if a dream comes from the Eternal, it remains in the mind for a long time, not only a few days. In this case, it is possible that it comes from heaven. Secondly, it has to agree with the message of the scriptures. Many dreams reveal what a man feels inside. In dreams, there are fears, aspirations, strong emotions, both positive and negative, situations that one has lived or doesn't want to live, etc. But if a dream comes from the Eternal, it has to be in line with the moral values and messages of the scriptures. And lastly, the dream has to be in agreement with what the Eternal has put in my spirit. Just as any word of prophecy given to someone has to confirm something that the Eternal has put in him, it is the same with dreams. They must confirm something that is already in my spirit. Since the Most High has already spoken to Pharaoh's spirit, his dreams reflect that truth. That's why he rejected any interpretation that wasn't in agreement with what he had in him. May the Most High help us not to take just any dream seriously, but to take dreams that come from him very seriously indeed. May he give us wisdom not to believe any interpretation, but only the one that agrees with the purpose that the Eternal had with that particular dream. Shavua Tov and Shalom.